Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And we saw a little bit of pressure in the corn market as the bean rally faltered a little bit today. December corn at 471.5. That's down 6.75. March at 489.25, down 5. May at 499.5, down 4.25. January soybeans, 1385.75. That was down 4 cents. We did trade as high as 1398.5. So we tried to take out the $14 level, and we kind of ran into some selling and some hedge pressure there. Corn is really dependent on the soybeans right now, and if we can't get the beans to rally, that will be hard on corn. March soybeans at 14.25, down 2.25, while May at 14.11.5, down 1. January soybean oil, 52.42, that's up 46. January meal, 452.50, that's down 3.10. And spring crush at 134, down 225. March wheat at 588.25, down 9.5. March Kansas City wheat, 648.25, that was down 1.25. Minneapolis at 748 was actually up 0.75 today. Rice at 1695 was up 18. December cotton, 7841, down 27. March cotton at 8101 was down 14. February live cattle at 178.72, down 185. While January feeders at 230.90 were up 190. February hogs at 74.92 were down a full dollar as market internals did weaken a little bit. December milk at 17.51 was down 5. January orange juice, 3.98, that's up 8.80. While December crude at 76.55 was down 171 as crude stocks were seen growing much more than expectations. December diesel at 286.46, that's up 2.75. And December unleaded at 219.79, down 249. Those contracts will be coming up into delivery and will start following January tomorrow. Moving on to the natural gas for December, we're at 315, that was up 5. December gold at 1963, down 330. Silver at 2350 was up 37 cents, seeing a little bit of divergence there. The dollar index at 104.42 was up 38. Stocks were mixed to generally higher on the day. The Dow at 34,991 was up 163. S&P 500, 44.97, that was up only a point. And the NASDAQ Composite, 14,103, up about 9 points, so just fractional gains. All of those markets, their technical indicators are showing some rather severe overbought readings after the sharp rally over the last 12 sessions. The two-year interest rates are higher across the board and kind of noticeably here. The two-year at 490, up 7. 10-year at 453, that was up 8 basis points. And the 30-year at 468, up 7 basis points. We are getting some fairly strong sell readings from the bond futures as well, which would portend to higher interest rates. We did get the PPI numbers. Those are in the written outlook, but they were a little bit calmer than expected, but interest rates still went up. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great day.